Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast coming to you out and about. Normally we do this in our podcast studio, but today we're on the road, so quite exciting to be doing it a little bit differently. I want to speak to you today about something really important. It's about the clarity you need to be able to get more referrals. See, for a lot of people, they go, I would love more referrals, my referral partners should pass me more referrals, but they don't think about what they need to do in order to ensure that their referral partners can pass them more referrals. So we talk to our partnership club guys all the time about their referral training manual, being able to train your referral partners so that they can pass you more referrals. But that manual just doesn't get created instantly. There's some thought that has to go into it. There's some questions that you need to ask yourself. You have to be clear on what do you sell, who do you sell it to, how do you sell it. They're the sorts of things that your referral partners also need to be able to know. See, a lot of people just go, well, for someone to pass me referrals, they just need to know what I do. If I can spend time educating them, sending them to my website, telling them what it is I do, that should be enough to be able to get them to pass me more referrals. See, that to me, that's a transactional thinker. I'm going to relate things back all the time to our three levels of thinking. We've got transactional thinkers that are very much just what's in it for me. And someone who can't be bothered training their referral partners is very much a transactional thinker. And therefore will always just get a limited number of referrals and opportunities compared to what they should be able to get. So then the next level of thinking is our power thinker. So our power thinker is going, great, I need to start thinking about how to train my referral partners properly. So therefore they do a referral training manual and they give it to them. Well, the difference is the third level thinker, the transformational thinker, what they're doing is they're sitting down and they're looking at their own business. Who are our ideal clients? Who do we want more of? What are the demographics of them? What are the key characteristics of them? They're getting clarity. They're getting clarity on their business from the point of view of, this is what I need to teach my referral partners, so therefore, they are part of my sales team. They've been given every opportunity now to be able to get me more referrals. And that can't happen if all you're doing is being a transactional thinker. And with everything that we do, in particular, everything we do within Partnership Club, it's about being a transformational thinker around all of the little aspects that we put together and not purely just a transactional thinker. So this is what we want you to be able to do from this particular podcast today. I want you to be able to get clear on who is it you sell to? What is it you sell? How is it that you sell it? How do you deliver it? How do you convert people from being a prospect to a client? They're all the things that you need to be thinking about, not just because it's great for your own business, because that's what you've got to train your referral partners in so that they can understand that. They can then talk a potential referral through those things. So that way then you don't have to sell to them. When we get the great referral, all I should need to be able to do is schedule a call for that person to get them started. So for you, that might mean all you have to do is speak to that person to get their order, to get them going, to get them to turn up to whatever the next thing is. Those sorts of referrals don't happen unless you have people understanding how to deliver them to you. And now that's not anyone else's responsibility. That's your responsibility. If you're not getting many referrals, I know why. Because you're right now being a transactional thinker. You are solely thinking around how are other people going to help you rather than how are you helping other people to help you. And that's a big difference between the two. The difference in terms of return the difference in terms of the money on the table could potentially be hundreds of thousands, if not millions. From a transactional thinker, let's just be referral partners, I can't wait for you to pass me referrals, to a transformational thinker who's constantly going, how do I help you to be able to be more successful for me? How do I help you across all aspects of your business? How do we do things at a level that is just so much better than just simply, here's my manual, or this is the type of business I have, go find me a referral, please. Because I know that that doesn't work. Okay, couple of questions to be asking yourself. Who is my ideal client? What are the demographics of those people? What is it that I sell? Are there different levels of things that I sell? Who have been some of our more successful, happy customers and clients? What are the things that people should be listening out for? So what are the pain points of why people come to you? When someone finishes with you, what do they leave with? What are the smiley face, the end outcomes, the benefits of once they've been with you? And that can be whether it's a service or a product. So there's some things to be able to start thinking about so that you can then look at, how do I train my partners better? Hopefully that's been super helpful. Thanks for jumping on and joining us. If it's the first time, remember to jump over to referralmarketingguru.com.au and get our free referral plan guide. And then that'll help you to start building your referral systems. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.